The Lord be with you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
During the supper, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May my words and all our thoughts be acceptable to God, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Please sit down. I wonder if God ever regretted choosing human beings to reveal his message of love. Of course not, because regret is surely a negative human emotion. And whatever God is cannot be subject to our feelings of guilt, of loneliness, of anger, of despair, of hatred, of envy, of fill in the blanks. We are all a seething mass of often negative emotions. When Peter became convinced by his vision that just as all food came from God and none should be labelled unclean and forbidden, it must follow that all human beings come from God, and therefore all should be offered the opportunity of being part of God's heavenly kingdom. He must have thought it was only a matter of spreading the good news and all would follow God. Of course, it turned out to be a much bigger task than Peter thought, because it seemed now it was not just Jews that needed to hear the message. In fact, bigger task didn't cover it at all. It was an overwhelming task. But Peter was getting used to amazing things happening, having spent 3 years with Jesus, to whom, apparently, even death meant nothing. Not to mention the total change in his own life, from a fisherman to a leader with such confidence in his own ability that he was able to reach out towards people who were convinced by his message and change their lives to allow God in. If God wanted non-Jews to be part of the kingdom on earth, then so be it. Try to imagine how Peter's own life had been turned upside down. He'd grown up in a world and among people that he understood. He accepted that the Jewish race to which he belonged were God's own people, and one day would prove it. They knew they were more important than non-Jews, even when the non-Jews were in charge, like the hated Romans. In fact, they had as little to do with other races as possible. Although, if Gentiles wanted to buy fish, that was probably a different matter. Jews were superior because they had a long history of worshipping one God, and they had written scriptures which told them the rules they should strive to obey. Most importantly, their scriptures revealed that their God had created the world. Quite why non-Jews were allowed to live in it was beyond understanding, but God would put that right one day. Now Peter found himself as leader of what began as a small group of people, but was now expanding rapidly. He found himself speaking for God. It seemed that he'd been deliberately sent to a Gentile home to tell them about the Jewish God. When it appeared that the Gentiles too had been touched by the Holy Spirit, Peter began to realize that his God is for all people. His next task was to convince the other apostles and those who had joined them. The reading we heard today makes it sound easy. Their doubts were silenced and they praised God that he had given life-giving repentance to all people, Jews and Gentiles. In fact, the letters written by Paul makes it clear there was further opposition from the church in Jerusalem, who definitely thought that Paul was going too far when he deliberately travelled into Gentile lands. Surely this is a reading for our time. Society seems to be fracturing into groups, each demanding that someone does something. People have always had different opinions, and that's good. At least it would be if we're prepared to listen to one another and acknowledge different views. It's bad when we pursue our point of view by force, threatening people that if they do not think as we do, they will be harmed. Nearly all of us would consider that is wrong. But there is a danger when we talk about groups of people as if they were one. The government doesn't know what it's doing. Politicians are not to be trusted. The council doesn't care about electors. The church is self-satisfied and smug. Priests are a danger to children. They are sweeping generalizations that make no sense because they cannot be proved or disapproved. All they do is make the speaker feel the problem is nothing to do with them. Someone else is to blame. The Jews of Peter's time mistrusted anyone who wasn't a pure Jew, and even went as far as saying that contact with Gentiles made them unclean. Now I'm making sweeping generalizations. The Jews, the Gentiles, as if they acted as one. Jesus mixed with Gentiles, but it was regarded by the Jews as diminishing him. Diminishing him because he should know they were not to be trusted, because it would affect his status among the Jews. Fortunately, we have a second reading today from John's Gospel. It was probably written some 50 years after the events he describes, so we can't be certain of Jesus' exact words, but they sum up the feeling that surrounds the last time he and the apostles would be together. Jesus doesn't talk to them about the Jewish race, about the scriptures, about the rules they must keep, about the Gentiles, about who will be in charge. He talks about love. A new commandment to supersede all the negative commandments. No more thou shalt not, but simply love one another. In fact, it's harder than that. We are to love one another as Jesus loves us. He didn't say don't argue or even don't disagree. He didn't say only mix with people of your race, your religion. He didn't give laws and rules. He just said, love one another. We are taught that we should think for ourselves. We may be certain other people are wrong in their views and behaviour. We may feel it our duty to oppose them as strongly as possible. But, and there is a but, at the same time, we must seek to love the God-given person that is inside all of us. After all, God amazingly loves us. Love one another, said Jesus, as I have loved you. God loves us.